Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Another gloomy, rainy, cold day. At least it's supposed to be sunny tomorrow and I think for the rest of the weekend. That's cool. Talking to Pertz.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
When you get to hear about careers like that, it's just cool.
Yeah.
Kind of like hearing the origin stories. Yeah, hearing the, day to day.
Mm-hmm.
Good times. Plus, he's cool.
We have the head of astronomy at Harvard University, Avi Loeb, who we're really, I think Avi started with us.
I know, man.
I really do.
Yeah.
Like, on his Wikipedia page, he lists you as his best friend.
Oh, excellent. What about the Grokopedia page?
Under the, on Grokopedia.
It says Elon's his best friend on there.
Under influences, it says Dave Glover.
Yes. So Avi's become this huge international star now, talking about 3i Atlas and how it might, I think today is the day, which is great having Avi on today, because I think today is 3i Atlas's closest perigee to the sun. And that's when it's going to shift down into third gear or something and head toward it. So,
dang, it's so crazy when there's perigees. I definitely know what that word means.
It's weird that we live in a world where beginning in 2 days, millions of people are going to be without food because of the government shutdown. And yet NVIDIA just hit $5 trillion in worth. Mm-hmm. Like, those two things just don't go together, right? Mm-hmm. Those kinds of numbers, which, by the way, I'm sure you knew this, but $5 trillion is $5,000 billion. Really mm-hmm. is hard to just even conceive of.
Yeah.
You know, to imagine. And yet, there are people this weekend who are just be ass out with no food.
Yeah.
Not blaming NVIDIA for it.
No,
I'm just
no.
saying it's a weird juxtaposition in life.
It's a strange world. Like, you know, when you see those pictures, you see the pictures from like India and literally there's like a wall between the richest people in the world and just the slums. You know, like, I mean, when I say slums, I'm talking about like plank wood houses that are falling apart. Right. They're literally across from each other. Like you could step across a line and you'll go from one to the other. Like it's a stark surprise when you can just put it that close together.
Yeah. Another number that struck me today, OpenAI has revealed that ChatGPT at any given time has 1 million people discussing their own suicide with ChatGPT.
Jeez.
1 million. Million with M.
I mean, that's a lot.
It's certainly enough. I mean, one's enough to have guardrails, but a million is enough to have, like, okay, we really need to lock this down. So as soon as any of these 50 words are mentioned, you go into another mode.
Yeah, you go into, like, crisis line mode.
Yeah, we're above my pay grade. Here's a number.
Well, and it also just highlights the mental health crisis that we're facing worldwide. You know, kind of what we were talking about a few days ago. I'm sure some of this is being exacerbated by ChatGPT, but I'm sure plenty of those people are just feeling hopeless and turning to an outlet that feels safe for them.
Yeah.
And that's really disturbing that it's that number of people.
And what's hard to know, because I just don't know how you'd find the information, is are those million people, are they people that would just otherwise be suffering by themselves and not talking to people? Or are they using that instead of talking to people, which, you know, who knows? Or is it the cry for help that helps them get help? I don't really know enough about kind of what the before and after will be.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I prefer them reaching out to someone or something than just doing it. But it's sad to think that if you're reaching out to ChatGPT because you're suicidal, that chances are you don't have someone close enough that you would confide in before that.
I also wonder how many of those are young people that are afraid to share those things with their parents or with the people that they know for whatever, I mean, whatever the reasons may be. Because we know from history, right? I mean, we know a lot of people who are feeling that way don't tell anybody.
Yes.
Because of fear, shame, or just how terrible they feel in general. Like, a lot of reasons go into that.
Yes. Or they don't want someone to stop them.
Yeah. Right.
I think a lot of people keep it themselves because they've made a decision and they don't want anyone to stop them.
But that's why what Rach has hit on so many times is so important, is that's why you have to have the AI safety nets in there so that the AI is not the one that helps you go down the path of taking your life.
Yes.
Like they do, it does the opposite. It says, listen, this is not for me. There are people out there that will not judge you, that will help you. Here's info. Here's all this.
The stream's freaking me out today because my camera is slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'm watching myself, but from 3 seconds ago, and it's really weird to see yourself moving out of time with yourself. Yeah, it's really weird. Rach, tell me the more details on the House GOP investigation into Biden's mental fitness.
Yeah, so we're learning more. Some information has been released about, you know, some members of his team who were uneasy about him carrying on. And you know, the breaking point for a lot of people was the debate with Donald Trump. I think we can all agree, wasn't a great performance.
Let me stop you there. Mm-hmm. In hindsight, should it have been an even bigger deal? Like, should we? I know some people were talking about the 25th Amendment, where you replace the chief executive because of mental problems. We all watched that debate. And I remember the whole time being so uncomfortable. But that moment when he really brain farted and said something about we finally beat Medicare. In hindsight, it seems to me like it would have been appropriate to at least have some discussion about that.
I think, I think the press really discussed it. I think that a lot of Americans were talking about it. Where it gets complicated with President Biden is this is someone who has had a stutter for his whole life. And I'm not saying every time there was an issue, you can blame it on the stutter, but you could blame it on the stutter for several things. I don't know if it would have been appropriate to be like, get this guy out of here. It's over. He had a bad night. And plenty of people on Biden's staff, it's not like the whole staff went like, oh, we can't hide this anymore. We've got to move on. Plenty of people were like, no, he's still able to run the country. What we're concerned about is he able to beat Donald Trump in this state? I guess to answer your question, I don't know. I think plenty of people said enough to where 3 weeks later he dropped out of the race. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I'm still not comfortable being like, yep, the guy had this disease. This is what's going on with his brain. I'm not comfortable doing that. I am comfortable having investigations like this and talking to doctors and seeing like, okay, was there some sort of cover up? I don't think it's like a slam dunk, like, yeah, they were definitely covering it up. But I think it's fair to ask those questions based on what we saw in the debate. But yeah, I mean, that was really kind of the breaking point within the campaign. And the Anthony Blinken was apparently someone who expressed a lot of concern after that. There's an aide named Jeff Zients. I hope I'm saying his name right. Former White House Chief of Staff, Jeff Zients. And he let the president know, like, I think it's a good idea to consider getting out of the race at this point. So who knows, you know, what exactly happened with Biden in those 3 weeks, but he was facing calls from within and without to reconsider.
Yeah. Just another weird thing we've all lived through together.
And what if that big letter didn't come from the Hollywood? What if George Clooney had not gone public, and like, what if that hadn't happened? Because nothing changed in the outward messaging from the Democratic Party until after that. It was almost like permission for everybody to be like, yeah, this is what's really happening. This is not good. We can't do this.
Yeah, I think it would have happened at some point, but that was definitely what made it feel okay for everybody. I think if it wasn't George Clooney, it would have been someone else.
Yeah, fair point. And I'm sure, I mean, would you guys agree he did that with prompting from other people?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, that was like, I don't know who, but like, clearly he's in that loop.
Yeah.
So.
Kev, what I want you to tell me about, the 6 and 7. I've seen this a million times. I've tried to read what it is, and I've lost interest every time.
All right. So dictionary.com did their word of the year. Their word of the year is 6-7. And it's spelled out 6-7. So first of all, we have a word that's only made of numbers, which, whatever. But 6-7 is the word of the year for dictionary.com. Do you know what it is?
I don't.
Have you ever heard it or seen it?
Oh, yes, but I don't know what it means.
Rach, you know, I'm assuming.
I know it means nothing.
It means anything and nothing.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, it started, because it's the new skibbity is basically what you need to understand. It can mean great. It can mean terrible. It can mean mid. It can mean you're excited. It can mean nothing. It literally means whatever the person saying it wants to mean.
That's interesting.
And it's a Gen Alpha thing.
Okay.
So, the young, it started from a meme. Duh. I mean, big shock. And it's kind of taken over slang. And now you're seeing, like, people are, they taught, what's his name? Roki Sasaki from the Dodgers. They taught him what it means, and now he's doing it all the time. And you see major league players doing this because you move your hands up and down. You're like, 6-7. And sometimes it means, okay, you know, like, maybe, maybe not. Sometimes it means they get, it depends on your tone of voice. It can be 6-7, and it can be something cool. The whole point, I think, is that it doesn't have a point, and that kids love the fact that it confuses everybody else, which is the whole skibbity thing, right? Skibbity started from this weird YouTube series, Skibbity Toilet, but then the word skibbity became anything from cool to terrible to awesome to okay to whatever. So that's the word of the year.
I don't mind that.
The word of the year is two numbers that don't really have any meaning.
I think it's kind of clever having a word or phrase that means what you want it to mean, and older people don't know. Interesting.
We had those things.
Yeah.
Right? Didn't we? I mean,
probably.
Every generation has its own slang for sure.
Yeah.
Right? It may be, you know, gnarly bro or whatever. It can be something simple, but it can also, now it's, you're open to the world of possibilities.
Yeah.
Did you guys see any of the words, though, that missed out on being word of the year? So I'll go through a couple of them. Clanker, Andrew's favorite.
Oh, the robots.
Yeah, yeah. Slang for robots. Normally, like, bad ones. Like, they're not very good at things. Aura farming, you know what that is? That's two words, but it still was almost word of the year.
Nope.
Rach, you know what aura farming is?
I think it's when you're trying... I mean, I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know how to explain it.
Rach's like, I don't understand Gen Alpha. Nobody does, which is kind of the point. Basically, I think if I understand aura farming correctly, is you're trying to, like, glom onto someone, like, or you're using something to get recognition, to be cool, whatever, something along, or you're trying too hard to be cool. Gen Z stare was almost word of the year. Why are multiple words the word of the year? I don't understand that. And then trad wife was one of them. We've talked about that one before. Gen Z stare. And then Kiss Cam because of the Coldplay concert.
Welcome back, gang.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
222 DGS. So if years ago, when we started having Professor Avi Loeb from Harvard University on the show, you probably the first time you'd heard of him. But today, I would think most people in the country, maybe around the world, know Avi Loeb's name. He's been in the news about the Papua New Guinea meteor and now about 3i Atlas. I see him all the time on TikTok and other shows. And we welcome him back to the Dave Glover Show. Avi, it's great to talk to you again.
It's great to join you. Thank you.
So we've yet to talk about 3i Atlas, so let's just pretend that the people in the audience don't even know what we're talking about and start from the beginning.
Yeah, that's the third interstellar object that was identified by astronomers with telescopes. And these are objects that came from outside the solar system, and the way we know that is because they're moving too fast relative to the sun, so the sun's gravity cannot bind them. And this one was discovered on July 1st, 2025, this year. And it was moving faster than the previous two at about 60 kilometers per second when it was discovered. And it was unusual in two major ways. One, the object was big. At least a million times more massive than the first object we found, the Oumuamua, which raised the question of why haven't we discovered a lot of small ones before we discover this big one. There should have been a million objects that are smaller for the same amount of mass that this object carries. And in addition, it was moving on a path that is aligned with the plane of the planets around the sun. And that raises the question of whether this path was designed by some intelligence. And it had some other anomalies. For example, in the composition, water made only 4% of the material that it shed as a result of the illumination by the sun. And there is also nickel with very little iron coming out of it. And the only other place where we saw nickel without iron is industrially produced nickel alloys. So the question is whether it's technological. And it also arrived into the inner solar system at a time that is very special, that allows it to come close to Mars, Venus, and then Jupiter as they move around the sun. So the question is whether that was planned. And actually, today, it's on the opposite side of the sun. It's the closest time for it to come to the sun, and we cannot observe it because it's hiding behind the sun. The Earth is on the opposite side. Again, the question is whether that was planned, because this is the best time for it to do a maneuver or to release some mini probes that would visit us. And so all of that is to say, well, it's most likely a natural object, a comet, but there is a not negligible chance that it might not be a natural object, that it might have been designed. And then, of course, the implications for humanity would be huge. And so we must contemplate the possibility of a black swan event with low probability but large impact on our future.
So, Avi, let's just stick for the moment with it, that it's a natural object. If I'm correct, two of the three interstellar objects, while 3I Atlas is much larger than Oumuamua, it's shaped similarly, which, as I understand it, is different than things, how they're shaped in our solar system. What do you make of that?
Yeah, so Oumuamua was special in indeed its shape. It was most likely flat, pancake-like, and it was not shedding any mass. But it was pushed away from the sun by some mysterious force. It wasn't clear what's pushing it. I suggested that it's just the sunlight, and therefore the object is artificial. But then this object, 3I Atlas, is different. It does shed mass, about 150 kilograms per second, according to data from the Webb telescope. But the composition of what it sheds is quite unusual. It's mostly carbon dioxide. And for the months of July and August, we saw a glow from this object towards the sun, very different from the tails that we see around the comets, where the extension is away from the sun. And it still needs to be explained why that happened. And altogether, you know, there are a number of anomalies. It also came from a direction that is within 9 degrees from the direction of the WOW signal. Yes. That was discovered in 1977. That was a radio signal, enigmatic. We don't know where it came from. It came from a source that was moving towards the sun. And here we have these two aligned with a chance of 0.6% of being so close to each other. And so, you know, all of these anomalies are interesting, and it means that we should get as much data as possible about it. We already have a very good image of it that was not released because of the government shutdown that NASA has. Hmm. It was taken when it came close to Mars on October 2nd. We are still waiting for it to be released. And then it will come close to Jupiter, so we should be able to use the Juno mission there to get data on it, including a radio observation to see if it transmits anything.
Well, Avi, we will continue to watch on YouTube and TikTok and everywhere, and we'll have you back on again and follow up on these. Thank you for your work, and thanks for your friendship. We appreciate you being on the show.
Thanks for having me, and you can find more details on Medium.com, where I post essays every couple of days. But there was also a podcast with Joe Rogan that came out just a day ago, where you can find 2.5 hours of discussion on this.
Thank you, Avi. We appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Welcome back, DGS 235. Want to hear something horrible?
I guess.
Vladimir Putin says that they have successfully tested an underwater missile whose purpose is to cause a radioactive 1,600-foot tall tsunami.
That ain't gonna work.
Okay.
That ain't gonna work. I mean, you know how I know it ain't gonna work? Because if they tested it, where's the 1,600-foot radioactive tsunami?
Good question.
Not me.
Also, they're never gonna use it because it would mean the end of them too.
I hope you're all
right. I mean, you see something like that happen, and we know it happened. Guess what's happening to Russia right after that?
Oh yeah, I get
you're getting nuked.
Yeah.
So like, great. You can't even. I mean, look how long you've struggled with Ukraine. Not exactly threatened by Russia.
They said they successfully tested it already.
Hmm. But it must have been small scale, right? So you just do a little small scale thing.
I think they
somewhere.
Probably just tested the missile.
Oh, maybe. Maybe that's it. The delivery system as
and
opposed to the actual
where they
mechanism.
They wanted it to go, but they didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Because what it is, it's like a 40-foot long underwater missile that they say is unstoppable, which is the kind of thing that despots say. And then it has a nuclear warhead on it that blows up underwater and causes the tsunami.
Okay.
So
you misheard. So we said 16-foot missile.
So the missile is the new part, like the way that it moves and the distance that it can travel, because we already know that if you blow stuff up underwater, it can cause a tsunami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
What else would a nuke do if it was there?
Oh.
Yeah.
Kill some fish.
I'll just put that on the list of things that they're never going to use. And everybody knows they're not going to use it because it would mean the end of them, too. Like, that was the whole point of... That's why I always thought it was kind of ridiculous that the two countries played the whole Cold War thing and the nuclear threat and all that. Like, why would you even bother? Because you're going to do this thing, and then the other side is going to nuke you, too. What's the point?
Okay, well, I'm not trying to be argumentative, but if everyone knows they're never going to use it, then why are they doing it?
Because they like to flex. Russia likes to... And we do, too, by the way. This is not just a Russia thing. Like, the big boys like to flex and show everybody they're the big boys.
Also, I think part of the Cold War was that, like, ideally you would nuke where their nukes are, and then they don't have any nukes anymore. So whoever nukes first wouldn't just then immediately get annihilated. I mean, you would probably...
Yeah, the movie I just told you guys about, House of Dynamite, is not a documentary, but I read a couple articles because I was so into that movie, saying that they stand by because they used people who are in these former jobs. And there's one guy who's the head of Stratcom in this movie, and he plays a part in the movie, but he was the head of Stratcom. And he says it's very accurate.
Yeah.
But one of their packages, one of the most interesting parts of that movie, I don't think this is a spoiler. If it is, I don't really care, is the football, the nuclear football that we've all seen. Every president for the last several decades has had a, believe, naval officer who goes along with the president, supposed to be within arm's length, but, you know, 10 yards apart, carrying the nuclear codes and the plan book. I always thought it was like a launching system, yeah. But it's not. That's something that other people down the line do.
Hmm.
But the president of the United States has sole power to launch nukes.
Yeah.
No one else can do it. Only he can do it. And he can do it anytime he wants to any level. So if you had a president that lost their mind and decided to nuke everyone, you would think they would have some guardrails in there for like, yeah. Okay, maybe we need to do the 25th Amendment.
Right.
But in general, any president could do that. And one of the packages that he's looking at when he's deciding whether to retaliate, this is in the movie, for this one ICBM that's headed to the U.S., the guy who's carrying the football, who's trained in this, says either pick this one or this one. Because this stops the threat immediately. So,
yeah, I think I should be more clear too. Like in the early days of the Cold War, it all made more sense
when you didn't really know
when you couldn't detect the massive launches. Because like Andrew said, like in 1950, yeah, you might be able to get away with that. You might be able to launch first, hit first, nothing comes back your way. But once you get into satellites, once you get into the 70s, 80s, 90s, we know it's in the air. We know it's coming well before it's ever going to get here, which means we have the time to do that. So, and same thing for us. If we were to go first, they would know it, and they would be able to respond before anything gets taken out. And that's why talking about this thing now, we all have satellite technology. We have all of these monitoring systems. We would all know essentially when it's happening, right, and where it came from. Especially when you're advertising, we have this. Well, if that thing happens, guess who's getting blamed?
Okay, weird question here. But since you watched this movie, maybe they gave some answers on it.
Don't do any spoilers.
No spoilers for the Cold War.
No, for the movie. I don't care about that. We know the Cold War.
Let's say there is a president, right? A president's gone nuts and he's like, yeah, I do. I want to nuke Britain or whatever. Well, I mean, what would happen if any of those guys down that line just went like, no, I'm not doing that?
I think they have replacements.
Well, they also have, I mean, like, you are bound by the law to refuse an unlawful order. So it doesn't matter who it comes from. If the president is giving an unlawful order, you're duty bound to not do that.
I don't think it would be unlawful, though.
Oh, I think it is.
But if the president can do it at any time he wants, at any point, then it wouldn't be unlawful for him to be like,
because in any scenario, if the president, seemingly fully justified by everyone, says, let's nuke, then someone with different opinions on it could say, I'm not going to carry out that order. I think it's illegal.
Uh-huh.
I think anytime you launch a nuke is illegal. So I think it would be very, very difficult to stop a president. But you know what? Find me a guest on this.
Sure.
Let's find out. Let's find someone who knows the answer.
Because as an example, if a president told a general, I want you to line up all of these people in this country and shoot them. You can that's not a legal order. You're not, like, for example, if you had a whole group of prisoners, you can't just execute people.
But what would make it illegal if the president said we're going to nuke?
If it breaks the U.S. law or if it breaks international law, right? I mean, like, so what? Ultimately, chain of command is president all the way down, right? So you got president, then you got the executive officers, and it kind of keeps on going down. Well, if an unlawful order is unlawful regardless of which place it comes from, the president doesn't have just blanket ability to do anything they want. They are restricted. I mean, they do have to follow the law.
But the law is that a sitting president has sole responsibility launch the nukes.
But I don't think that means that they have the right to do it on a whimsy. They don't have the right to do it on a temper tantrum.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty
they
sure
might,
that would be
because
no.
Because how would you define what's a temper tantrum? Maybe if there's a situation where most of us would think, yes, we're justified in retaliating or preemptively striking, someone's going to think it's wrong. I just don't know what that mechanism and process would be.
So let's see here. According to the law of armed conflict, the president has the sole authority to author a launch, but the order must be transmitted, verified, multiple layers, blah, blah, blah. If an order were deemed illegal or unprovoked, high-ranking military officials, including the head of U.S. Stratcom, could challenge it and refuse to carry it out.
Then I wonder what happens.
Great question.
Because you would think that, we've talked about the 25th Amendment a lot today.
Yeah.
You would think that if a president gives what his underlings think is an unlawful order to nuke a country, that's a fortiori evidence that he's not fit to run the country.
Right. And I think I'm just going through this from the U.S. military's law of armed conflict, that because Congress has the sole power to declare war, an unprovoked nuclear attack would go around that. Because there's no other definition of that but an act of war, right? I mean, could a nuclear attack be anything but that?
But the scary thing is, we're not sure how it would happen, and we're in America.
Well, that's the thing. We don't know how the reality would play out. That could be how it's handled later on, right?
Yeah.
Like, let's say General Number One says, no, I'm not doing that, and the president goes, you're fired, next guy up, do this. And if that guy says no, next guy up, do this. And if somebody eventually carries that out, well, then the action may still be taken. And then the rest of it would have to be played out later.
And I wouldn't think that Russia, North Korea, some other nuclear countries would have this sort of protections.
I'm just looking at a random Reddit thread, and I mean, we can all take this with a grain of salt, but this person says that they're a U.S. Army officer. Their oath is different than enlisted soldiers in that obeying orders is not part of their oath. They are only required to use the Constitution and your principles as a guide when deciding if you should follow an order. So swearing that oath to the Constitution means the Constitution is always going to come before the president. Someone else in the thread goes on to say, like, the one thing that, and I'm not comparing anyone, I'm just saying, like, this is where you run into problems in places like Germany. Hitler, when he ascended to power, he had the military stop pledging to serve Germany and started pledging to serve him personally. So they just, like, removed that option there.
Right. And we obviously have not done that.
No. I'm just saying, like, that's where it would start to get really hairy. Right.
And if that stuff starts to change, well, then buckle up, because we're not what we say we are anymore if that comes up.
Mm-hmm.
I would also think, and I don't know anything about this, but just wouldn't you think, like, we dropped atomic bombs in 45. It seems to me that after all these years, they wouldn't be the biggest, baddest thing we have.
Oh, no.
Which also scares me.
No, the modern stuff is orders of magnitude larger than that.
Like, if, because we're all thinking about nukes and ICBMs and missiles and, you know, that's what the new movie's about. But what if we have something that's completely not that, but is so much more dangerous and effective? Or what if someone else has it? Like, if Putin really even is close to having something that causes a 1,600-foot radioactive tsunami, you'd think we'd have it, too. Or something bigger.
Yeah. So just to give you an example, so the bombs that were used in World War II were 15 and 20 kilotons. Now they're 600 times that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy. Okay, happy little discussion. quick break, right back. DGS, happy Wednesday to you.
There is freedom without.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
252, happy Wednesday. Make sure you're with us on Friday, just in general. But the Halloween show is going to kick off. I think we're either going to move Dave Murray to 3 p.m. or maybe just have him do a quick Halloween forecast at 3:30. And then we will be doing 3:30 to 5 for the Halloween show proper. Andrew had the job of, it's very sonically heavy. Because we're going through this place where we're at Emmaus Village, where we went for the Halloween show, and we have the ghost hunter guys with us from Haunted Souls, and lots of dialogue and these little machines that they had, which they'll explain because they're going to be here with us on Friday, that spit out supposedly random words that we have about, what, Andrew, 6, 10 examples where this thing gives responses that are responsive to our questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and not vaguely.
No, like I wouldn't tell you that if it wasn't true. And I can tell you this, we didn't set anything up. I trust Frankie and his team that he didn't. At one point...
Well, in my case, in the crypt...
You had the technology.
In the crypt, it couldn't have been set up.
Yeah, you had the iPad.
It would have to be me, and I don't know what I'm doing.
Right. So, that's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. Texas just ruled that Texas judges do not have to perform gay weddings if they have religious objections. And then the Supreme Court of the United States decides on November 7th, mark that date down, whether they're going to take up this new challenge to gay marriage, which everyone's expecting them to say, yes, they're going to. So things can be very different.
So is that now, so that's now currently the law in Texas?
Yes.
Is that if you have an objection, you don't have to do it?
That's my understanding.
What happens if that gets appealed? Does that law still stay in place while the appeal is happening?
Depends. Sometimes the appellate court can put a hold on it and say, "I'm going to stay this order."
Okay.
Judges, you have to perform gay marriages, or you're going to be in trouble. Or they can just say, "Okay, that's the ruling, and it's going to stay that way until we overturn it or not."
Yeah. So is that not the definition of the separation of church and state being violated? If you're an agent of the state, if you're just working as a pastor,
right,
you have the freedom to say yes or no.
Well, that was the Kim Davis thing, right? Kim Davis was
exactly
the ruling
right.
Was that she was acting as an agent of the state,
right?
Therefore, she had to represent the state.
That's right.
And it didn't matter what her personal feelings were.
Yeah, I mean, so where do we draw the line as to whose personal feelings about what subject? Is it only your religious feelings that matter? What if you're a racist? Do you get to say, well, it's against my beliefs? I mean, like, what are we doing? There's a reason why we have that line. There's a reason why no state religion was adopted by the founding fathers, because it's not supposed to be driven by that. And if you want to be guided by your faith rather than by the law, then don't work for the government.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.